The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podnews has launched a new weekly ad tech newsletter, Sounds Profitable, which launches in beta today, is written by Brian Barletta, who's worked in digital advertising since 2009 and in podcast advertising since 2013. It's free to sign up. New articles come out every Monday. You'll find it at adtech.podnews.net or linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. The IAB Tech Lab has released guidance for podcasts on the Apple Watch. And as Sounds Profitable notes, it's the first time the IAB has focused on a specific platform and a specific player. We link to a full breakdown of what it might mean for your download numbers in Sounds Profitable today in our show notes and our newsletter. The next version of Overcast, the world's third biggest podcast app, will remove one way for podcasters to earn revenue and highlight another as a concern. A new privacy screen in the app's latest beta release adds a brightly coloured warning alert for any podcast that may earn revenue from dynamic advertising. And as for smaller podcasters, the donate button, launched in August by the app's developer, will be removed, quote, because nobody's used it. Spotify is offering Meghan Markle and Prince Harry a seven-figure deal for exclusive podcasts, a story in the UK's Mirror newspaper says. An insider says, of course, money is no object, of course. The BBC is making a new podcast that you'll only be able to hear on Spotify. BBC Studios, the commercial arm of the corporation, is co-producing the new show, Sorted with the Dyers, alongside production company Pod Almighty. It won't be available on the BBC Sounds app, which is weird. Google is putting their smart speakers into hotel rooms. It would allow podcasts to be heard in every hotel room as well. No hotel chains are mentioned by name in the story, though. A new quality assurance service for podcast editors, Pod Perfect QA, promises to do the final listen of a show for you. Tanner Campbell explains the benefit of outsourcing this work to keep your hourly earnings high and the relationship with your client in good condition. NPR thinks emu is pronounced emu. Turns out today, it isn't. Madeline Yohannou from the ABC has been appointed managing producer of podcasts at Mamma Mia in Sydney. She'd pronounce it emu, because that's the correct pronunciation. And Lifehacker thinks it's time to cull your podcast subscription list for some reason. We'd start with those that can't pronounce the word emu. And in podcast news, the Joe Rogan Experience starts on Spotify tomorrow and becomes a Spotify exclusive later in the year. Rogan has posted a shot of his new studio on Instagram, which I recognise as a very claustrophobic commute on the Bakerloo line. See what you think. Fantasy Football Today in 5 is a new daily short-form podcast aimed at fulfilling your fantasy fix before breakfast. CBS Sports is expanding its Fantasy Football Today brand. And on Things We Left Behind, the winner of Acast and Listen's first UK podcast talent competition, Launch Pod, has launched today. The podcast explores the hidden afterlife of war. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.